this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. Do you know that your breathing could be the missing link to your erection? Well, stay tuned to find out. I want to give you some strategies that you can do to improve your erection. And this is very, very beneficial if you think you have psychological ED, but it's also beneficial too if you have physiological ED. Physiological means your ED is from a medical cause, and psychological ED is really more of psychological stress, a performance anxiety. So getting an erection involves six systems. And I talk about that in my Get Hard system. And you can check it out here in the Get Hard system. And it's an interconnection between the brain, the hormone, the emotion, the nerve, the blood vessels, and the muscle. Breathing patterns and erectile function is a fascinating intersection of physiology and neural science that has significant implications for sexual health. This connection operates through multiple interconnected pathways involving the autonomic nervous system, which is a system of fight or flight, which is a stress system, or the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and digest. But the parasympathetic nervous system is what's responsible for erection and nitric oxide production and stress hormone and pelvic floor coordination. We're not going to go all over that at this point. I'm just going to give you the spiel is that breathing can really be helpful for your erection because it improves nitric oxide, reduces stress response, and also it can bring in more blood flow to relaxation, and that you need to tap into the parasympathetic nervous system for you to get an erection. I spoke about it numerous times here. Check out this video here. So there are four different breathing techniques that you can do for erectile enhancement. Let's go over the first one called nasal breathing. Now, when you breathe through the nose, it maximizes nitric oxide, but there's a lot of blood vessels and nerve that are up here in your nasal passages that produces the most nitric oxide. So if you breathe through your nose, you make more nitric oxide, and it's also activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the nerve system that is responsible for erection. Parasympathetic means relax and digest. Sympathetic means stress or fight, okay? So you want sympathetic to be down, parasympathetic to be up. Well, there's one technique called nasal breathing, which recommends that you breathe through the nose for four counts, hold it for four counts, and exhale into the nose for 4 to 6 counts. So this is how you do it. It's just almost called like box breathing, where you breathe in for four counts, then you exhale for four counts. So that's what I just demonstrated to you. The next one is called diaphragmatic breathing. This involves breathing deeply through your abdomen, where your stomach kind of protrudes out, allowing the diaphragm, the muscle that pulls down your lungs, so that way your lungs can expand and get more oxygen in. Well, the diaphragm muscle, when it goes down, your abdominal cavity will rise up. And this technique specifically activates the parasympathetic nervous system, and it also will strengthen your pelvic floor muscle. Those are the muscles that's responsible for the Kegel muscle that you strengthen, but the pelvic muscle responsible for orgasm and ejaculation. It also help with your erection as well. So how you do it is that when you breathe in, you want to puff out your stomach muscle and then breathe out through your mouth slowly. That's called diaphragmatic breathing, and that done a lot through yoga breathing. Okay, modern man, You are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. The third one is called a physiological sigh. Andrew Huberman talked about this. This technique was developed in Stanford, and it involved a double inhalation. When you breathe in twice, and then you breathe out through your mouth for a long exhale. Research showed that this pattern of breathing reduces stress and activates the parasympathetic nervous system. And so how do you do it? It's like this. You breathe in through the nose. So you breathe in, a long breathe in, and then an extra breathe, and then slowly exhale. The fourth one is called the extended exhalation, where when you exhale or breathe out, longer than when you breathe in or inhalation. So when you breathe in for four, and you exhale for about 6 to 8 count, again, this activates the parasympathetic nervous system to help with your erection. So how you do it, you breathe in for four. And you breathe out for a count of 6 to 8. Now, this sounds very easy to do, but it's very, very effective for psychological and stress-related ED and performance anxiety, and even beneficial for even mild ED. It also can be beneficial for moderate to severe ED as well, but the severe ED, moderate ED may need more intensive treatment. Now, the beauty of breathing exercise lies in accessibility and safety. You can do this anywhere, anytime, no adverse effect. And I recommend that you combine this, the breathing exercise, with lifestyle modifications such as the Mediterranean diet, 150 minutes a week of exercise, and also, of course, doing your penis pump. So the connection between breathing and erection represent a powerful example of how physiology connects with sexual health and the brain. So research has also shown that if you do this 5 minutes in a day, whether you choose to do any form of the breathing technique that I had talked about before, which is nasal breathing, diaphragmatic breathing, a physiological sigh, or extended exhalation, you just do that for about 5 minutes a day. It will actually decrease your stress level, decrease your heart rate for 24 hours. And so you can do this like during the afternoon, that like when you're at home, or even do this while you're at work or in the morning. It lasts for 24 hours. You may want to do this before intimacy as well too, just 5 minutes of breathing in slowly and breathing out slowly, but it is effective for 24 hours. So by understanding this through proper breathing, you can improve your erectile function naturally while also improving your health, because you're decreasing your stress, also decreasing your heart rate. So this is the simplest thing that you can do if you have performance anxiety. 5 minutes a day of breathing will go a long way, not only improving your erection, but also your health. And I hope that you do this, because that's why I'm here, to be the resource for you to deliver information that you can do at home every day for your sexual function. Let me know what you think about this, and let me know if you've been trying it and how has it been working out for you. And just know, men, that you do not have to suffer in silence. There are alternatives to ED treatment. You do not have to suffer alone. And that's why I created the Modern Man Club as a safe and discreet space where we can help you get sexual confidence and out of ED, where we work together in a community of other men that also have ED as well. Our members are seeing results with just doing diet, exercise, breathing, penis pump, along with testicle massage and Kegel. It does work, but it's also a community to lift you up and support you at the same time. Check it out at noedman.com and do your breathing technique. And if you need to get out of ED quicker or you have severe ED, you can apply to work with me at the link below. So having said that, let's breathe you out of erectile dysfunction. Start breathing into sexual confidence. I'll see you in the next episode. Okay, modern man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. Time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.